This is episode number 2348 of the Who Cares News for Monday, December 12th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Snoop Dogg originally launched a gluten-free marshmallow-filled cereal. Like Lucky Charms?
Wow, I guess.
Snoopy Charms?
Snoopy Charms.
It was with Master P back in August.
Yeah.
But has since been informed that he cannot use the name Snoop Loops.
Oh, come on now. That's cool, Snoop Loops. I like
so
that.
They don't want us to use Snoop Loops on our cereal box, even though that's my name.
Oh, my.
We built a national brand and disrupted the cereal industry. We did it with hard work and integrity.
Sure.
I know they're uncomfortable and scared.
Look.
That's what the dog posted on Instagram.
God. Oh, my God.
Now, no Snoop one is Loops. Saying, but it's likely that Kellogg's, who owns the copyright for Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Is blocking Snoop's efforts.
All right, now here's the deal, though. Fruit Loops, by the way, Kellogg's has a trademark on the word fruit. The way they spell it is F-R-O-O-T.
Uh-huh.
Now, most people go like, well, what's wrong with that? That's not how you spell the word fruit.
Right.
Because if they use the word fruit as it's normally spelled, F-R-U-I-T, they couldn't trademark that. You can't trademark the word fruit as part of the lexicon.
Well, that there's that, and see? It's just a clever way to do it because it's the
so,
O's.
Yeah, I got it. But why would they block Snoop Loop? Big deal.
Snoop Loops is not Fruit Loops.
It's not Fruit Loops.
I mean, you're going to think about it.
It might sell more Fruit Loops.
I know. It's like,
go
you know,
to the
hey,
store.
I haven't had Fruit Loops in a Coon's age.
Can you pick up a box like of Snoop Loops and a box of Fruit Loops while you're at the store? Thank you.
And see? Maybe we'll mix them and have a...
Oh, my God. First off, Snoop's making a breakfast cereal. Wow. I mean, you know, is this really... Is Snoop Dogg the persona of a role model that you want your kids to follow? I mean, he's not Tony the Tiger. I mean, you know, it's like he's not.
But you know, it depends on the person. A lot of a lot of people are totally cool with him. A lot of people, you know, it's his personal choice.
I gotcha.
So no one is saying.
Have to see. I think the cereal business is a cartel. There's only two or three people that make cereal in this world, and they got it all wrapped up. And they've got like they've got. Cereal mafia may be involved.
Like the maple mafia?
Well, yeah, look at the maple syrup. Yeah, cartel.
Cartel.
See? It's a cartel.
The cereal cartel.
It's all handled by Kellogg.
Snoop's Broadest Foods previously said they would be donating a portion of the cereal's profits to charity, including homelessness organizations Door of Hope.
This is why Kellogg's doesn't like it. They don't want to be made to look bad. That I guarantee you.
Now, Snoop claims it's David versus Goliath in the breakfast foods category.
Right.
And invites followers to offer up their ideas for a new name.
All right. Okay. So if you're a follower, let Snoop know, you know, what you think is a good name.
I don't think you get better than Snoop Loops.
Yeah. I like Snoop Loops.
But are they little O's? Are they little Loops?
I have no idea.
See, I don't know.
Idea. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have to keep an eye on that one for you. By golly.
Olivia Wilde was at the happiest place on earth this past weekend.
I'm jelly. I haven't been to Disneyland in 2 months. And I'm like getting the and I can't go because of the reservation thing. You know, they're booked through the end of Christmas. All the decorations will be down before I can go. I'm really pissed about that. This is the first Christmas since before the pandemic that I've not been able to go to Disneyland. And it's a Christmas thing for me. So I need to become Olivia Wilde's child. I've decided. If she's going to Disneyland, she's getting the treatment, you know? She gets the celebrity treatment when she goes. They've got, like, tour guides take her all over the place. They cut in line. They get right in first and everything. That's it.
But if you were Olivia Wilde's child...
I know. I'm
that would be creepy.
That would be really creepy. But that's okay.
With the impure thoughts that you think
I don't
about.
Have impure thoughts. Stop that. Stop that right now. Don't go there.
But anyway. Disneyland does stay open, stay decorated until
January 8th. You know what? But their reservations are all booked.
Epiphany.
Yeah. Well, no, it's the weekend after New Year's, because that's okay. Winter breaks, Christmas, all that. Yeah. So all right. I can't go until January sometime.
Well, anyway, in trying to remain relevant, she posted Olivia Wilde. We're back to her.
Oh, yes, yes.
She posted pictures of her and her kids frolicking in the man-made snow after the fireworks on Main Street.
That's so magical. It is so magical
it's
to be there.
It's pretty cool. It's kind of soapy.
A little soapy.
It is very cool, though.
But, you know, they play When You Wish Upon a Star and...
Bury me under Space Mountain. This is my favorite place on Earth.
Oh, she's going to have to wait because I want to be buried under Space Mountain. That's so totally unoriginal, Olivia. That's where I want to be buried. I don't want to be buried in the Haunted Mansion. Bury me under Space Mountain.
Why under Space Mountain?
Because nobody cares. They don't clean up down there. They clean up. When they go and they vacuum in the Haunted Mansion, people dump ashes in the Haunted Mansion all the time. And they vacuum it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're spreading me. You know, whoever's taking care of my ashes, when you're on Space Mountain, just let it rip. They won't know. They don't care. Bury me there. I'll be good.
You know, if you were a talk show host and you had someone sitting beside you, and they said, "Yeah, I've been on the Haunted Mansion," and you could say you breathed ashes of her grandmother.
No, well, so what? What are they? Cremains? They're not toxic.
I know, it's just still kind of weird to think we breathe in people's grandparents, and
you know, you swim in the ocean, and people spread their ashes in the ocean all the time. So
yeah,
the
ocean's big.
It's
big. It churns. Anyway.
So is the vacuums at Disneyland.
So anyway, back to Olivia Wilde trying to be relevant.
Oh, yeah.
Or to stay relevant.
Whatever.
So she hashtagged a bunch. She had her kids.
Yeah.
And
well, good. She took her kids. Because I was beginning to wonder whether or not she did anything with those damn kids. You know, it's like she's too busy being Harry Styles' girlfriend and making movies. And making salad for everybody. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad she took her kids.
Oh, there you go.
Good for her.
Good for her.
Well, our apologies to Jason Sudeikis because he didn't get to go to Disneyland. And Halle Berry. More Who Cares Tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.